Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, June 15th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by HabitMinder. Leading off, Apple Today has officially launched support for financing additional products with Apple Card and 0% interest. The new financing options are available for the Mac lineup, iPad, AirPods Pro, regular AirPods, Apple Pencil, and much more. The financing options vary by product. For example, higher-priced items like the Mac and iPad Pro offer 12-month financing, while cheaper items like AirPods offer 6-month financing. Interestingly, Apple Watch is not eligible for these financing options as of right now. You can finance AirPods Pro with 0% interest for 6 months, which equates to $41.50 per month. AirPods with wireless charging case can be had for $33.16 per month. And you can finance something like a 16-inch MacBook Pro starting at $199 for 12 months. And in case you're wondering, yes, the new Mac Pro and Pro Display XDR are also eligible for these financing options. The Pro Display XDR starts at $416 per month, while the Mac Pro starts at $499 per month. Both of those are for 12 months. Apple is also encouraging users to finance iPad hardware purchases alongside accessories. For example, you can finance the iPad Pro, Magic Keyboard, and Apple Pencil for 12 months with 0% interest, even though the Apple Pencil is a lower-cost item. And finally, you also still receive 3% daily cash back with these financed purchases through Apple Card. Apple explains that you simply select Apple Card monthly installments at checkout and complete your purchase as normal. But because these new financing options require an Apple Card, the promotional financing is limited to the United States for now. You can learn more in our full coverage at the link in the show notes below. In related news, Apple Today has revised the 16-inch MacBook Pro with a new high-end upgrade option. Starting today, you can build a 16-inch MacBook Pro with the AMD Radeon Pro 5600M GPU. This is a $700 build-to-order option, and the previous top configuration, the Radeon Pro 5500M, is still available for $600. Apple says that the 5600M benchmarks as much as 75% faster than its predecessor, but will have to wait for hands-on experience to determine if it's worth the $100 upgrade. Regardless of the pricing, it's nice to see that Apple continues to maintain its Mac product range without always waiting for a major upgrade. The 16-inch MacBook Pro launched in late 2019, and it's not really due for any major refreshes for a few months at least. Nonetheless, there's now a new high-end GPU option for those who need it. Furthermore, Apple has also announced a new SSD upgrade kit for the 2019 Mac Pro. This upgrade kit lets users change their internal SSD modules if they didn't opt for a higher capacity configuration at initial purchase. This should be well received, as previously the Mac Pro's fast internal storage, which relates to the T2 security chip, was not advertised as user upgradable. Instead, if a Mac Pro owner wanted to have their SSD replaced, they had to send it directly to Apple support. But this new upgrade kit will allow Mac Pro owners to upgrade their storage to 1, 2, 4, or 8 terabyte capacities. We are sponsored this week by HabitMinder, a powerful and easy-to-use habit tracking and reminder app for iPhone, iPad, Mac, Apple Watch, and even Android. Working from home can bring new challenges to your daily life, and HabitMinder makes it easy to get organized with all of your daily tasks. With a clean and simple interface, you can track and create good habits with ease. There are statistics for easily tracking your progress throughout the day, so you always know where you stand and what else you need to do. HabitMinder will help you form healthy habits and keep you accountable with these useful tools. There are more than 50 predefined positive and healthy habits to get you started, and you can easily add and customize your own tasks as well. Change your habits, change your life. HabitMinder is a free download on the App Store with premium features available as an in-app purchase. Learn more and get started today at the link in the show notes below or go to HabitMinder.com. My thanks to HabitMinder for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily and helping me keep my life organized. Rounding out today, ahead of WWDC 2020, officially kicking off on June 22nd, Apple has offered additional details on this year's schedule. Apple has confirmed that the all-online WWDC will include a keynote address, platform State of the Union, engineering sessions, and much more. Apple had already said that WWDC would start on June 22nd, but specific details were unclear given the all-online format prompted by the COVID-19 outbreak. As usual, everything will begin with a special event keynote on Monday, June 22nd at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Apple says that this event will stream directly from Apple Park and be available to watch on Apple's website, the Apple Developer app, the Apple TV app, and YouTube. Following the keynote, Apple will hold its annual State of the Union address. This will take place at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, and be available on demand via the Apple Developer app and the Apple Developer website. So this sounds like it won't be streamed live, but rather released all at once on demand. The keynote, on the other hand, seems like it will be live, but maybe with more pre-recorded content than usual. And one of the biggest questions about this year's WWDC had been how Apple would replicate the one-on-one experiences usually available to developers with Apple engineers. Apple says that this year, developers will be able to request one-on-one appointment with Apple engineers to work on the latest iOS features and other platforms. Other things on the schedule for this year's virtual WWDC include over 100 engineering sessions, an all-new Apple Developer Forums design, and much more. Apple is expected to introduce iOS 14, watchOS 7, tvOS 14, iPadOS 14, and macOS 10.16. There are also rumors of new hardware announcements, such as a redesigned iMac. And finally, Apple is also expected to detail its plans to transition the Mac lineup to custom ARM processors. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.